ever feel like you're just drowning in information these days,
Yeah.
but you're still like thirsty for knowledge.
Yeah.
You're not alone.
Not at all.
So today we are diving into the world of microlearning.
Okay.
To see if it can help us all learn, you know, smarter, not harder.
Right.
And we have a great source to guide us.
We do.
An article from Watch and Learn called What is Microlearning?
They promise a really clear definition.
Okay.
And some seriously cool insights.
All right, let's dive in.
Let's do it.
What is microlearning?
Well, the article starts by defining it as small, very focused bursts of learning content,
okay,
often just minutes long.
Okay, so instead of trying to absorb a ton of information at once,
right,
we're talking about breaking it down into like smaller, more digestible pieces.
Exactly. Think of it like snacking on your learning throughout the day.
Oh.
Instead of just sitting down for this huge meal all at once.
So instead of that day-long training session that leaves you feeling just completely overwhelmed and forgetting like half what you just learned,
right,
you get these targeted bursts of information that are easier to like absorb and retain.
Yeah, smaller chunks.
Now, that's something I think we can all get behind, but it's not just about convenience, is it? The article suggests this actually aligns with how our brains are wired to learn.
Yeah.
That's like literally how our brains work.
Yeah, it all comes back to this thing called the forgetting curve.
Okay.
Which basically means our brains naturally forget information over time.
We've all been there.
Oh, yeah.
You learn something new, you feel super smart, and then
gone.
It's just gone. Yeah.
Yeah.
So is there any hope for us?
Well, there is good news.
Okay.
And it's this idea of spaced repetition, which is a key principle of microlearning.
Okay.
And this helps combat that forgetting curve.
How so?
So by revisiting information in these short bursts,
right,
over spaced intervals,
okay,
we're basically telling our brains, hey, this is important. Keep it around.
Oh, so we're like reminding it.
Exactly.
Interesting. So it's not just about learning something once.
Right.
It's about reinforcing it over time.
Yes, in a way that sticks.
In a way that sticks.
Yes, and the article points out something really interesting.
Okay.
We actually get most of our learning on the job.
Interesting.
Not from formal training.
Oh.
So that's where microlearning comes in.
Okay.
It just fits with how we actually naturally learn best.
It's about getting the information you need, like right when you need it.
Yeah.
And in a way that's easy to digest and actually apply.
And let's be honest.
Correct.
Traditional training methods often miss the mark. You know, yep, those long lectures?
Right.
Or those clunky manuals?
Yeah.
They don't exactly scream engaging learning experience.
No, they don't.
Especially in today's world where we're just bombarded with information from all sides.
Constantly.
All the time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Our attention spans are, well, let's just say they're not what they used to be.
You think any of this has to do with the fact that we're just glued to our phones all day?
It's possible.
Just asking for a friend, you know?
Of course.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, the article does highlight how microlearning caters to this new reality.
That's it.
Especially for Gen Z and millennials,
right,
who are now a major part of the workforce.
They are, yeah.
They've grown up with information at their fingertips.
Yeah.
And they expect it to be fast, visual, and on demand.
That's sure.
Just like that.
Yeah.
They're used to getting their information in quick, digestible bites, kind of like how we consume content online.
Oh, okay. I see where you're going with this.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Think about it.
Okay. Scrolling through social media.
Right.
Watching short videos,
yeah,
wanting information quickly.
Exactly.
It's almost like they've been primed for microlearning.
Yes.
Without even realizing it.
It's true. And what's exciting is that the article goes beyond just the theory.
Okay.
It dives into some really tangible ways you can use microlearning.
Okay, give us the good stuff.
Right.
What kind of real world examples are we talking about here?
Well, take onboarding new employees, for instance. Instead of just bombarding them with information on their first day,
right,
you could create a series of short videos.
Okay, so instead of drowning them in paperwork and presentations.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You're giving them these like manageable, engaging pieces of information.
Okay.
About the company culture, their team, their role,
okay,
things they can easily digest and come back to as needed.
It's like a welcome to the team starter pack.
Right.
But way more engaging.
Yes, definitely.
And less intimidating than a giant employee handbook.
Precisely. And it doesn't just stop there.
Okay.
The article also talks about using microlearning for upskilling current employees.
Okay, so how would that work?
Well, imagine if you could learn directly from the best in your company.
Okay.
Instead of just wishing you had the skills and knowledge of someone more senior, you could watch a short video where they share their insights, their tips, their best practices.
Okay.
All packaged in a way that's, again, easy to digest and apply.
Okay, that's pretty cool.
Right.
No more trying to, like, decode cryptic emails.
Yes.
Or, like, awkwardly requesting coffee chats.
Right.
Just to pick someone's brain.
Exactly.
That's a good point, yeah.
And the article even suggests that microlearning can make something as dry as compliance training more engaging.
Really?
Yes.
What?
Yeah, they're saying even that can be more interesting.
Now, that's what I call putting microlearning to the test.
Right.
But how do you make something like that, you know, not boring?
Well, you use those same principles.
Okay.
Keep it short, focused, interactive.
Okay.
Instead of these long, tedious modules.
Right.
You get these bite-sized pieces of information that
right.
are easier to remember.
It seems like it would be easier to remember.
Yeah, and it's a win-win. Employees are more engaged, they retain information better, and the company benefits from a more skilled, compliant workforce.
So everybody wins.
Everybody wins. But here's where it gets really interesting.
Okay.
The article suggests that some of the most effective microlearning content
yeah.
is actually created by employees themselves.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
Yeah, it's not just about like the experts creating this content for everyone else.
Okay, so it's not like top down.
No, not at all. Empowering employees to create and share their own microlearning content can be incredibly powerful.
I can see that, yeah.
Because it unlocks this wealth of knowledge and experience
yeah.
that might otherwise go untapped. You get diverse perspectives, real life examples,
right.
and a sense of ownership over the learning process.
And I bet it does wonders for morale, too.
Oh, absolutely.
Knowing that your skills and experience are valued
yes.
enough to share with others.
It fosters this culture of collaboration and continuous learning.
Right, where everyone's involved.
Exactly.
This employee-generated content idea has me thinking, though.
Okay.
There must be some challenges that come with that, right?
You're absolutely right.
Okay.
One of the big ones is quality control.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can see that.
When everyone's a content creator,
right.
it's important to have systems in place to ensure accuracy and consistency.
So maybe some guidelines or
yes.
review processes in place.
Exactly. And then there's the question of incentivizing participation. You know, creating good microlearning content does take time and effort.
For sure.
So how do you encourage people to contribute without making it feel like just another task on their to-do list?
Right, exactly.
That's a key question.
It is.
Some companies use recognition programs while others integrate it into their professional development plans.
Okay.
It's about finding what works best for your culture and your people.
Right, because one size doesn't fit all.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's finding that balance.
Right, it is. And it speaks to a larger point about microlearning. It's not just about changing, like, what you learn. It's
yeah.
about changing how you learn,
okay.
how you share knowledge, and how you build a culture of, you know, continuous learning within your organization.
So as with any powerful tool,
yeah.
it's all about using it thoughtfully and strategically.
Exactly. And that brings us back to you. What stood out to you from all of this?
Honestly, the whole idea of microlearning just clicks for me.
Yeah.
It's like it was made for the way we live and work today, you know?
It really does feel aligned with the current moment.
Yeah. And I love that idea of empowering employees to become those microlearning creators.
Yeah.
What a great way to tap into, like, everyone's expertise.
It's a win-win. Employees feel valued, and the organization benefits from that shared knowledge.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into microlearning, what's the key takeaway you want to leave our listener with?
I'd say think about how you can apply these principles.
Okay.
Whether you're looking for new ways to learn yourself, or if you're excited to share your own expertise, microlearning offers us a powerful framework to actually make it happen.
And who knows?
Yeah.
Maybe you'll be the one creating the next, like, viral microlearning video.
Right.
The one that unlocks a key insight for someone else, or sparks a whole new wave of knowledge sharing.
Until next time, happy learning.